Welcome to this third and final initial three demo series on the Xbox One using Narrator. And in this demo, I just want to show you a few little programs that work okay with Narrator on the Xbox One. And then we'll have a quick little play with Cortana on the Xbox. Now, I'm recording this demo slightly differently on this third and final one for the initial demos. I've just got the speakers out of the TV plugged into an external speaker because I'm actually using my headset to use Cortana with the controller, and that's where I've normally got the cable going from the Xbox One controller into the mixer to record the last two demos. So this one's probably not going to sound as clear to some extent as the other two previous demos did on the Xbox One. Okay, so the first one thing I want to show you is the weather app running on the Xbox. So I'm just going to find where I am by just pressing the Xbox One button on the controller.
On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. One of one.
Okay, so that's games and apps. So if I go into my pin section, if I press my right trigger key.
Netflix.
On the controller.
Pin section button. One of 15.
Okay, there's my pin section. So if I press my right arrow on the controller.
Limbo. Cortana, Skype, ABC News, pin section.
And
button.
I'm going to show you the ABC News one because it sort of works. I'm going to press right arrow again.
Rocket League registered trademark, pin section button. Skate 3, Goat Simulator, pin section button. 8 of 15.
Okay, that's as far as I can go on that, right? So I'm going to press down.
Weather, pin section button. 15 of 15.
Okay, and there's my weather one. So I'm just going to press the A button on the controller to launch weather.
Weather, select Tuesday 7. High 26 degrees. Low 21 degrees. T-storms, 1 of 10. Selected.
Okay, so that actually read it out pretty well. 26 degrees Celsius and storms, and that's practically what I need to know. That's all I tend to use the weather app for, is just to get the current weather indication. So I'm going to press my Xbox button to come out on the controller.
Home window on now. Weather, recently played section button.
Okay, so weather is now my recently played app. Now I just want to show you what happens with that ABC app running on the Xbox. It's not particularly accessible, but it starts playing the ABC channel, which is the one in the States, not in Australia. So I'm going to press my right trigger key again to go down the bottom.
Netflix. Pin section button. 1 of 15.
And let me go across till we get to ABC.
Limbo. Cortana. Skype. ABC News.
Pin section button. ABC News. Now I'm going to press the A button on the controller to activate it.
I rise today to call on my colleagues to reject the nomination of Betsy DeVos as the next
Secretary
of Education.
Okay, and that's the ABC News app running.
I'll be very blunt. On the very little time she was allowed to be shown to the public,
goodness
she
me.
Showed, and I certainly believe this, that
okay, so I'm just going to press my Xbox One button to
it
come out.
It is difficult to imagine a worse...
On now, ABC News. Recently,
as you can tell,
button.
It's still running in the background. So if I shut up for a minute,
as a dead end.
Okay, it's still running. So I'm going to press the menu button.
ABC News window, pin to
and I'm going to press down.
Manage app button, quit button,
and choose quit with the A button.
Home window, ABC News, recently played section button.
Okay, now my third app that I like using on the Xbox is the Groove Music app. Now I'm not too sure whether it's actually on my pin section at the moment, so let me just press the right trigger key again to go down.
Netflix, pin section button. 1 of 15.
Now, I've already been for the top row, so I'm just going to press down arrow to go to the second row.
The Pinball Arcade.
Let's go across to the right.
Project Cars, Minecraft, Forza Motors, Help, pin section, YouTube, pin section, Weather, pin section button.
Oh, I don't have the music one here.
15 of 15.
Okay, let me press the left trigger.
ABC News.
Recently
played section
and
button.
And press right.
1 of 1. My games and apps. My games and apps section button.
And let me choose
one
A,
of one.
My games and apps.
Games and apps window. Movies and TV. App item. 17 of 30.
Okay, so that's movies and TV. So I want to get to Groove Music. That's where I was in last in my games and apps. So I'm going to press up.
Help. App item. 13 of 30.
Can press
selected.
Up again.
Crackle. App item, 9 of 30.
Let's go across selected. To G, hopefully.
Dropbox, game DVR, Groove Music.
That's app the item, one, Groove Music. 12 of 30. Now, I'm actually going to add that to my home pin section because I haven't done it already. So I'm going to press the menu button on the controller.
Pin to home button.
Pin to home, pressing the A button.
Groove Music, app item, 12 of 30.
Now, I could selected. Start it here by just pressing the A button on the controller. I'm going to do what I did with the other ones and start it from the pinned home section. So I'm going to press the Xbox One button on the controller.
Home window on now.
And right trigger down at the music. Bottom.
Pin section button. 1 of 16.
There you go. So I've now got 16 items and there's Groove Music. So pressing the A button.
Groove Music window. John Williamson. 26 songs. 1 of 2.
Okay. It's John Williams. 26 songs. Pressing right.
Chill. 20 songs. 2 of 2.
And that's the one I've currently been listening to, so I'm going to press the A button.
Groove Music window. Play all button.
Okay, so I've got play all button. If I press the right arrow.
Add to button.
I've got add to.
More options button.
More options button. And that's it. So if I press left.
Add to button. Play all button.
And press down.
Taking time out for quiet thoughts and deep relaxation. Chill out music. Chill out cafe. 2012. 6 minutes and 35 seconds, 1 of 20, selected.
Okay, so the different Dragon tracks. So down again.
Unwinding emotions for yoga, meditation, and wellness. Chill out music. Chill out cafe.
So I can play each one of these if I want to. I'm going to press up.
Take it, play all button.
And I normally choose play all, so I'm press A button.
Play all disabled. Pause button.
And it's saying it's disabled because it's actually been activated. And here's chill out playing. And if I press the Xbox One button on the controller.
Home window. On now. Groove Music. Recently played section button.
And I can just leave it playing in the background because, of course, if I use a narrator,
ABC News.
It's recently dropping the sound button. Of the music playing one in the background. Four. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
Movies ABC News. Recently played section button on now. Groove Music. Recently played section button.
And pressing A to go back one into it. One. Now sometimes when I notice it goes back into things, it doesn't always read. So if I press right.
Groove Music window. Pause button.
I'm now on the control. If I press A button.
Play button.
Okay, I've paused it. So if I press play pause again.
Pause button.
And now press right arrow.
Skip to next song button.
Because I'm now playing the songs, I've got to skip to next song. And of course left.
Pause button. Skip to previous song
skip
button.
Skip to previous song. So I'm going to press right.
Pause. Skip to next
and
song
press
button.
A to skip to next song. And A again.
Pause button.
I quite often use Groove Music. Just playing in the background when I'm playing around with the Xbox. I press the Xbox One button to go back to the main screen.
Home window. On now. Groove Music. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
And I'm going to check if I've got movies and TV shows on my home pin button. So pressing the right trigger key.
Groove Music. 1 of 16. Netflix. Limbo. Cortana. Skype. ABC. Rocket League. Skate 3. Pin section button. 8 of 16.
Okay, that's the first row coming down.
Weather. Pin section button.
Going left.
YouTube. Help. Forza Minecraft. Project. The Pinball Goat Simulator. Pin section button. 9 of 16.
Coming down. And I don't. So again, I've got to put another one on my pin section now. So I'm going to press my left trigger.
On now. Groove Music.
And pressing
recently
right.
Played section button. 1 of 1. My games and apps.
And A button again on games and apps.
Games and apps window. Groove Music. App item. 12 of 30. Selected.
Okay, so let me press left.
Games and apps window. Game DVR. App item.
And
11 of 30.
Let me go to music
selected.
Down.
Media player. App item.
And I think.
15 of 30. Selected.
Let me press down.
OneDrive. App item.
Go left.
19 of 30. Selected. Non-selected. Movies and TV.
That's the one that I want, so I'm going to add that one as well. So I press my menu button.
Pin to home button.
Pin to home, A button.
Movies and TV.
And press my Xbox One button.
So, home window, on now.
Right trigger.
Movies and TV. Pin there's section
TV,
button.
TV, so pressing the A button.
One of 17. Movies and TV window. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince 2009. One of 8.
Okay, so these are the Harry Potter movies that I've got on the Xbox One for my son. So I press right arrow.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone 2001.
And of course, that's the first one. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Pressing A button.
Movies and TV window. Play Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone button.
Yes, please. I want to play it. A button.
Window. Pause app bar button.
Can you hit it so it pause the app bar button? Pressing A. Pressing A again to stop it. Maybe not.
Fast forward app. Pause app bar button. Play app bar button.
That's better. I had to press right and then left and press A again for that to activate. That's a bit weird. All right, so I'm going to press the Xbox One button again. It's going to say home button just then.
Home window. On now. Movies and TV. Press the menu button for more information. Recently played section button.
Now, I don't think I was imagining things, but I did believe I did get Skype running here on the Xbox. But when I just tried it recently, it didn't go too well. So I'm going to leave that out of this demo for the moment. So that's it for the initial apps that I tend to use a little bit, mainly the weather app, Groove Music, and of course the movies and TV shows for the moment on the Xbox One. All right, so let's have a bit of a play with Cortana. And as I said, I've got the headphones plugged into the controller. So let me just turn the narrator off for the moment. So I'll just close press the button. Xbox One button and then menu.
Exiting narrator.
And I've just turned the narrator off. Because my mic's basically live, I can say this. Hey Cortana, what is the time?
It's 11:53 a.m. in Bateau Bay.
I'm actually nowhere near Bateau Bay, but that's okay. It's probably about, 10 or 15 kilometers away. Hey Cortana, what is the date today?
It's Tuesday, February 7th in Bateau Bay.
All right, so that's the date and time. And of course, you can check different time zones around the world or even if you're local country. So if I say, hey Cortana, what is the current time in Perth?
It's 8:54 a.m. in Perth.
Which is quite correct. And of course, hey Cortana, what is the time in London? Hey Cortana, what is the time in London?
It's 12:54 a.m. in London.
And let's see if she can work out how many days until Christmas. Hey Cortana, how many days until Christmas?
321.
Thank you. And let's try this one. Hey Cortana, what is 100 divided by 3? Hey Cortana, what is 100 divided by 3?
That makes approximately 33.33.
Thank goodness she didn't say 3333333. All right, so far so good. So for these general inquiries, it's not too bad. Hey Cortana, what is the definition of telephone?
Telephone can be a noun meaning a system for transmitting voices over a distance using wire or radio by converting acoustic vibrations to electrical signals.
Ah, very cool. Let's try these two. Hey Cortana, what is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Okay, now it said Mount Everest, but didn't give me the actual height. And again, this one. Hey Cortana, what is the deepest part of the ocean?
The Mariana Trench or Marianas Trench is the deepest known part of the world's oceans.
So basically, that's quite a few of the things you can do with Cortana that will speak. And of course, I can also ask Cortana to launch apps on the Xbox One. So if I say to Cortana, hey Cortana, open Groove Music. Okay, and let's see if I've got Groove Music open. I'm going to press the Xbox One button until it vibrates. Pressing the menu button to turn speech back on.
Starting narrator.
Just the right arrow on the controller.
Skip to next song, but play button.
Yep, we are indeed in the Groove Music. So if I press A button.
Pause button.
Beautiful. All right, so while that's playing music, let's see if we can launch the weather app. Hey Cortana, open weather.
Weather window. Weather window. Tuesday 7. High 26 degrees. Low 21 degrees. T storms. 1 of 10. Selected.
Beautiful. All right. Hey Cortana, go to home.
Home window. On now. Weather. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Okay, and I haven't tried this. We'll see if this actually works. Hey Cortana, quit Groove Music. No, I'll try one more time. Hey Cortana, quit Groove Music. No. All right. So let me just press down arrow.
Groove Music. Recently played section menu. Button. Groove Music
button
window.
On the controller.
Pin to home. Come manage down. App button. Quit button.
And A button on quit.
Home window. Groove Music. Recently played section button.
One okay, so now that I've got Cortana back on again, let's go and have a look at that two things about Mount Everest and the Mariana Trench. So, hey Cortana, what is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Cortana window. Microphone button.
Okay, now that's actually the Cortana interface now on the screen that we weren't getting spoken out with speech before because I didn't have Narrator turned on. So I press the up arrow on the controller.
Cortana window, search box, editing what is the tallest mountain in the world.
Okay, so that's what we actually search for. So I press up arrow.
Search results, main landmark, group.
So that was the search. I press down now.
Elevation, 8,848 m. 1 of 1.
Okay, now I can actually access the height. Right, and let's try the same thing again with the Mariana Trench. So I'm going to press the Xbox One button again to keep things tidy.
Home window. On now. Cortana. Recently played section button. 2 of 3.
Okay, and let's try this one. Hey Cortana, what is the deepest part of the ocean? Hey Cortana, what is the deepest part of the ocean?
The Mariana Trench.
Cortana window. My execute now button.
Okay, so as you can tell with Narrator running, it does get a little bit messy with speech output plus Cortana talking. Now, what happened there, I think it also got Narrator picking up on the microphone. So if I press up.
Search box. Editing what is the deepest part of the ocean now weather.
Okay, so you heard it say now weather because it actually got the part of Narrator speaking, which sometimes happens. So if I press down.
Microphone button.
And I'm now just going to press the A button on the microphone button.
Execute now button.
What is the deepest part of the ocean?
Cancel button. Search results. Main landmark. What is the maximum depth of sea/ocean on Earth? Quora. Link.
Now, if I press down.
Deepest part of the ocean. 14 amazing facts about the link to Hades and back. Exploring the deepest part of the ocean.
Okay, so there's that hit links.
To Hades and back. What is the deepest point on Earth called? A Skyver Docks link.
Okay, so I'm going to press the Xbox One button again.
What is the deepest point on Earth called? Home window.
And I'm going to turn Narrator off.
Cortana, exiting Narrator.
Now I'm going to do it again. Hey Cortana. What is the deepest part of the ocean?
The Mariana Trench or Marianas Trench is the deepest known part of the world's oceans.
Okay, that's better because again, I think the search was also picking up Narrator speaking. So let me turn on Narrator again with the Xbox One button or just the Xbox button and the menu button.
Starting Narrator.
And we should have the Cortana interface on the screen. So I press down.
Microphone button.
Is there a microphone button? I press up.
Search box. Editing what is the deepest part of the ocean.
It's perfect. Press up.
Search results. Main landmark. Mariana Trench. Link.
Now if I press
Mariana
down,
Trench. Mariana Trench.
Just wait for it to stop
talking. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Mariana_Trench, read only.
Okay, press down.
Show more. Button collapsed. Wikipedia. Link.
His links.
See more about Mariana Trench.
Yeah, what link. I can't get.
Deepest part of the ocean. Deepest ocean trench. Link. Link. What is the deepest part of
Here's
the ocean?
The answer.
About marine life.
To link. The question.
Mariana Trench. Wikipedia. Link. Link.
That gets a little bit messy with speech.
Deepest part of the ocean. 14 amazing facts about the value http://en.wikipedia.org. Cortana window. Search box. Editing.
And I've gone back to the search edit box with the B button. Now remember here, you can also activate the keyboard. So if I press the A button.
Showing keyboard.
Press I've actually activated the keyboard.
Start dictation. Why?
Okay, so it said press the view button to quickly start dictation. So the view button, of course, is the to the left of the menu button. So I'm going to press the view button and put in another search. Now what I've been finding, though, with voice dictation here at least, is because I don't have the narrator going through my headset, I've got it going through the loudspeaker, that's feeding back into the microphone. So let me try the view button, hopefully without narrator feeding back into the mics. So here we go. How many days in February?
Many.
Okay, let's see if that actually works. So I clean down.
Space.
Turn to the right.
Speak text.
A button on speak.
How many days in February? Many filled.
Whoa, yes, it got the end of narrator. So let me press right.
Search.
Let's see if this is going to work. It may not work. Press the A button.
Cancel button. Search results. Main. Main landmark. February. Wikipedia. Link. History. Link. Date duration calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
Days
All
between
right.
two dates.
Yeah.
Date duration.
So I can press the Xbox
dialogue.
Button and menu.
Exiting narrator.
Let me just try this one. Let me just try with straight Cortana. Hey Cortana, how many days in February? Hey Cortana, how many days in February? Okay, now she's activated but didn't speak, so Xbox button again. And menu.
Starting narrator.
And pressing down. Nothing, pressing down again. Pressing up.
Search box. Editing how many days in February.
That's better. So that heard me properly that time. So pressing up again.
Search results. Maine. Main landmark. Iceland in February. Link.
Iceland in February. Okay. Pressing down.
February. Wikipedia. Overview tab item. Oh, link.
What if I press right?
Value https://overview tab item.
So that's not particularly useful either. So look, if you're using it with the controller with Cortana to read the screen, I wouldn't say it's particularly useful to some extent. It does work a bit better with the QWERTY keyboard using the caps lock key to navigate, but I'm just finding the Cortana interface, particularly in the Xbox One, is a little bit on the messy side, particularly with the controller. So let me press the Xbox One button.
Home window. On now. Microsoft Edge. Recently played section button. One of three.
Okay, or should I say the Xbox button on the controller? But anyway, that's a bit of a play around with Cortana. But anyway, that completes this little demo of using some apps on the Xbox One and, of course, using Cortana with the Xbox One controller. Hope you've enjoyed listening to these three initial demos on the Xbox One. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.